If you've got a question, we've got a few minutes on anything. I try to open this up for people that want to ask a question that you may feel will be beneficial to the rest of the group. I got a great call and a text yesterday from Dori Larson, something about that I'd mentioned on the water bottle. I'd got an RMA, and then she later recanted, is that the right word? Said, don't worry, I figured it out. Don't need to know about it. But anything at all.
Vance?
Yes, good morning,
Jason. Well, I've been contacting you Tuesday. I'll try this coming Tuesday.
Okay.
Nervous about that. But for your other call, I like to go out every day and look for somebody I don't know and give them an Eakin hug so we can have a better world.
Mm-hmm.
Having more energy.
You know, something that on that is in the news this week, that's newsworthy, Monica Lewinsky, fellow Portlander here from our area. She grew up in the Portland area. I know usually when I say that name, Monica Lewinsky, everybody's mind goes to, you know, major controversy, impeachment, I mean, the whole nine yards. That's what we think of, right? Okay, that's just historical. However, I want to point out, in the news this week, when Monica made the decision to come out and tell all, and I didn't even read it, I thought, oh my goodness, I thought she's already told all. But if you looked at the picture, yet again, of former President Bill Clinton giving her a hug, he hugged her in public the wrong way. And for those of you who don't believe me, just go through your week's news online or, you know, pull it up and look at the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky hug. That's not the way we should be hugging people. And if you don't think it makes such a big difference, well, try it. We discussed this a couple weeks ago with Bill and then spontaneous guest Ron D'Amico, and how powerful it is to hug somebody properly heart to heart. And how we actually literally can give and receive. It's not about taking. We don't want to be takers. We want to be givers. I've discovered most people in our culture, they will even tell me, Vance, you hug backwards. No, I hug rightwards, which rightwards is not a word. I know that. But just a couple quick explanation, you know, thoughts and facts to them that, you know, God designed us as human beings, that our hearts should connect with somebody else's heart. It shouldn't be a selfish thing that I just want to take something. And a lot of people, you know, you kind of do that head wobble thing because if they don't know, they haven't been educated, then they just don't know. But again, if you want validation of this, look at the pictures that were in the news this week. And you don't have to read the whole article. Just look at the picture again and use it as a reference point. It's kind of fun because people say, oh, really? There's a right and a wrong way to hug? There is.
Yes, I tell everybody so they can remember, you dance here, but we hug here.
That's fantastic, Justine.
Especially the nursing home, because those people there, they need the energy, and I don't let anybody steal my energy.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
And don't forget, everybody, especially your mother and your wife, to have a very happy and blessed Mother's Day.
And I thank you for reminding me of that because I did want to wish everybody, all the ladies out there that are mommies, happy, wonderful Mother's Day tomorrow. Hopefully you will get treated as you should be treated as a mother.
Absolutely.
Questions, comments? We got a couple minutes left.
Yes, Vance, this is Lee. I have a question for you. Normally in October, there's an event with Meekin. Are they going to skip that because of March of next year, or is there something planned?
There is something planned, and Lee, thank you for asking that question. The something planned is it's not a Pathfinder Summit, and usually when things take place in Austin or San Antonio, they're always tagged as a Pathfinder's event. No, this is a Royal Alliance event, and if you go on TheRoyalAlliance.com website, or you go on Pathfinders.biz website, you'll see the information, or you can go in the events on Nikan's page, on Nikan's website, and all the information is there as well. At least I'm hoping it is. I haven't looked at all three of these, but it should be there. I don't have the exact dates, but it takes place in San Antonio, and Rick Murphy has taken the lead on this. They heavily promoted this two weekends ago, or last weekend, I believe it was, in Orlando. It was last weekend, yeah, in Orlando. Heavily promoted this as this is the next big event to prepare for. The cost is minimal for the what you're going to get out of it. And when I say Rick Murphy is taking the lead on this, he's the one coordinating it, setting up the facility, and it's going to be a huge, huge event. And again, I'm already looking at dates and seeing, okay, how can we make that work with our girls' schedule? And because, folks, I hope you understand when it comes to where we're at as a family, our girls, the season that we're in, they take precedence. Family comes before everything else. So if they don't have a conflict and I can make it work, then I make these different events. But if they have a conflict, then I just don't, because I only get one shot at being a dad. Okay? And I made that very, very clear. Years ago, we went to everything. We drug our kids everywhere and anywhere because they weren't in school yet. And if they were in preschool or kindergarten, first grade, it wasn't such a big deal. But when you've got a 15-year-old who, as a freshman, is taking three advanced placement courses and has already got two of those advanced placement tests under her belt this week. She had her calculus test and her advanced placement environmental science test. And she thinks she did well, but at the same time, she doesn't want to get too prideful. But she's a freshman in high school, and if she gets a certain grade on these tests, then she can use those for college and doesn't have to retake those same courses. So we can't jerk our girls out of school anymore. So all that to say is we're looking at all these dates, and I know next October is that event in San Antonio. It's not in placement of, it's in addition, but as we said, next March is the big annual convention.
Okay, hey, thank you.
I heard a male voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vance, this is Lyle. It's October 17th and 18th, and it's the location of the Civic Center or the Convention Center is right on the Riverwalk.
Okay. October 17th and 18th, and that's the San Antonio Convention Center, which if you've never been to the Riverwalk in San Antonio, oh, my goodness, what a treat. What a treat.
This is Jean. Also, Rick just announced that May 26th we'll get the information on the hotels. He's making arrangements with them. I think it's several hotels. Right.
Okay. So that'll be forthcoming in the next week or so.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, gang. I'm going to pull up that email, and I will give it to you now. If for some reason you did not receive the email, let's see. Where did I shove it? I think it's right here. Nope, it's not there. I think it must be right here. Yep, here we go. Dave Johnson, in 2 minutes, will be interviewing, come on, here it is, Richard Brook. Richard Brook is the author of the book, The Four-Year Career. Richard Brook has also authored numerous other network marketing books out there. Fabulous. Fabulous writer and communicator. And if you've not heard about this book yet, Dave stumbled upon it a couple months ago, and people that are using it as a prospecting tool, again, we're not focusing in on the mechanics, but the intention, and the intention would be to educate people in the network marketing industry, but Dave's going to be interviewing him. Here's the phone number. This starts in exactly a minute, okay? If you've got the time, you can make it happen. It will be recorded. And all of Dave's calls are recorded and posted at magneticleaders.com. Again, that's magneticleaders.com is the website for this. But if you want to jump on the call, as I am going to, area code 567-314-0343. Again, 567-314-0343. And the code, 838-54#. Again, 838-54#. And then an hour from now, this is kind of a trifecta Saturday for some of us here, the quarterly virtual expo. And this is a creation of, just call it as it is, Reed Nelson and Dennis Estes. They do this once a quarter. This is tied into their Tuesday night Bojabi broadcast. The website, the tie-in for that, again, this is an online live event. that takes place. You just need to sit down at your computer, mtbmaine.com. The letter M as in Mary, T as in Tom, B as in Bravo, Maine as in Main Street, .com is the website. And just when you get in there, just click on the live broadcast exactly in an hour from now, and just sit back and enjoy it.